How much would a wedding ring cost?
I want my wedding ring to be from Tiffany & Co. So I want it to be like $20,000, $30,000.
That's pretty good. What about you?
To be honest, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. Like,
give me a price.
$1,000.
$1,000 is pretty valid. What about you?
You see, I'm trying to make money when I'm older, so like they gotta match my energy. So like 25.
No. Men aren't trying to match a woman's financial energy. So she's already disqualified from how she talking. Talking about a man got to match my energy. That's masculine. Like you in a position of power and he got to get on your level. Men don't want that. And they never will, ladies. I don't know if you're too stupid to get it or you didn't have a dad in your life. I don't know. But you're going to fail at dating. Having that attitude, period. So far, the only one I respect based on words. I mean, we got to watch a woman's actions. But if we just basing it off of words, the only one I respect is the second one that said $1,000. Because pretty much every man could afford that. Every man could save up $1,000.
25. Ooh. What about
so,
you?
So, today I saw a TikTok and I saw one that I liked and it was 16K. But if I love you, I'll take anything.
Okay, that was very insightful. She said, I seen something on TikTok for 16K. See, social media ruins women. It set their standards way too high and they become unrealistic and it curses them to never find a man because they are not even deserving of that fantasy they seen on social media. Even if there was a woman that does deserve it, most women aren't that woman. You see, she said, if I love you, it don't matter. I'll take anything. On the opposite side of the coin, that means if I don't love you, you got to buy me an expensive ring. Prosty logic. I just want to be very clear about that. But the same thing go for dates. If she really like you, you don't got to do nothing fancy for dates. If she don't like you, okay, at least do something fancy for me and spend a lot of money on me to make up for the fact that I don't really like you or you ugly or you got a bad personality. Just because she don't like you don't mean she won't use you. Every man is fit to use.
Even a ring pop.
Even a ring pop. Even a ring pop.
You're a real one. You're a real one. What about you?
Well, I wouldn't take a ring pop. I want either Tiffany Co., Cartier, anything expensive where you could see like a mile away. 10 miles away. 20 miles away. 100.
She's probably great in bed, but good sex isn't worth this. And she's calling him bro. That was the first red flag right there. I'm sure she called him bro in the beginning stages before it got to this point. Don't date a woman who calls guys bro. And don't seriously date women who walk around with their butt cheeks out. I mean, all the red flags are there. I don't know this woman. And I could tell that within a, 15-second video? So I know he could pick up on some things. He would have been better off buying a prosty. Then his house wouldn't be getting torn up. He would have got off and then he could have kicked her out. And I know too many guys think, oh, if I go get a call girl, it's going to be some STD infested, drug addict. No, there's hot 21-year-old college girls who need some extra bucks. You just got to know where to find them. Awkward. And here's the thing. He's posting this on TikTok. Look, nobody's going to feel sorry for him. I mean, maybe guys, but I hope you're not posting this so women can sympathize with your struggle because that's not going to happen. They don't care.
Has anybody else been in a relationship where they thought they were being cheated on? Okay. Some of you can't say anything because you're like, I'm with him right now. Sometimes guys are like, ooh, women lie too. Yeah, we do. We're better at it, though. Women are better liars, right? Because we start small. We have sweet lies, lies that keep the relationship together, you know? Stuff like, oh, my God, it's so big. And
it always goes back to sex with female comics. You notice that? They always bring it back to sex. No matter what a woman does, she always incorporates sex with it. It's never just standing on their own merit. They always got to show some boobs or bring up a peen or something. It's pretty pathetic when you think about it. And you see how she stood on stage and was like, oh, we're better at it. As if that's something to be proud of, being a better liar. Most of them have no concept of morals and character. Don't ever forget that.
Ow. And you're the first one I ever let do that. You know, stuff like,
what is the secret of your successful marriage? Well, I'm actually a very traditional Chinese woman. It is in my culture that a woman should always let a man talk, let a man make decisions. And as a good wife, you should always cook, clean, take care of the children, and do all the house chores, and also look good and presentable in front of his friends. And whenever his friends come over, I make sure everybody's happy. I never argue with my husband whatsoever, because the man, he runs the house. He makes decisions, okay? Of course, I cook, I clean, I massage him, and, you know, I'm very good in bed. It's just, you have to be amazing in the kitchen, even better in bed. That's how you maintain a marriage.
And another...
Well, shut the fuck up! I'm talking, honey!
Yeah, ha ha ha. Funny joke. Hopefully this was just a joke. But see, you know, if he really had this woman in check the way he needed to have her in check, and he really was the masculine man of the house, we don't even play like this. So we know who running that house for real. It ain't just a joke. That was really her.